So we're going to talk a little bit about the gift of healing. And it really depends on your experience of God so far as to whether that's a surprise or completely normal for you. But whether we like it or not, throughout the Bible, particularly when we see Jesus walking around and then what he teaches his disciples to do, we see that accompanying God, his presence and his purposes and his promises, stuff happens. And one of the things that happens quite consistently around Jesus, God made knowable, is that people experience healing. And there are so many stories in the Bible of people, particularly with some sort of noticeable physical healings. Like, you do get some crazy stories of blind people then being able to see, deaf people being able to hear, lame people being able to walk. And part of what happens with the stuff of God is that when God shows up, where people have been in pain, in suffering, where they have felt imprisoned, either because they're not free to move physically or they're imprisoned in their own minds, you just see God bring freedom, bring good news, particularly for the poorest and those most feeling downtrodden. And so that's the stuff of God. He just brings life. And a lot of the time, that looks like healing. Now, this comes up, I could have picked so many kind of sentences from the gospel that basically say Jesus went through all the towns and villages teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. You kind of hear that as a kind of an intro to Jesus. He goes around from towns and villages, he teaches and preaches and heals people. That kind of just happens as part of how Jesus walks down the road. And it says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. You see that God is motivated by love in how he responds to people. Because they were harassed, these people were helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. It seems as Jesus, God made knowable, walks around, as he sees people in desperate need and in physical ailment and just even leaderless, directionless, purposeless, he has compassion. He is moved with such a powerful feeling of, hold on, there is more. There is more that's possible for you. God is closer than you think. God is kinder than you realize. I am moved by what I see. And Jesus responds. And when he responds, healing and good news and lives changed happen. And then he says to his followers, this is why we need more of us to do this stuff. Because the need is huge. And so we need more workers to get out there. So he does just that. This is what he does with his first followers in Luke 9. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey. This is genius, actually. He basically goes, don't bring loads of your own resources. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Basically, go in weakness, not in being sorted. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave the town. If the people don't welcome you, leave the town. Shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. So they set out and they went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. So this is amazing. Jesus sets up his first followers to do what Jesus did. And he goes, you're going to do what I've just been doing. You're going to go visit people, meet people, and when you do, you're going to bring good news. You're going to bring good news with your words, saying, hey, God is real. He is knowable. You can meet him. Your life can be saved. You can be transformed. And also bringing good news in actions. Can I pray for you? Is there any area in your body, in your mind, in your soul that you're like, I feel unhealed. I feel unwell. I don't feel right in myself. Let me pray for you. And Jesus is really open to the fact that not everyone will be keen. It's not like everyone 100% of the time goes, yes, please, that's all sorted. Sometimes they go, no, thank you. And he goes, right, move on, shake off. Shake it off. Don't worry about rejection, but keep being obedient to being good news and keep sharing. So you see, it isn't just a Jesus thing. Jesus then sends out his followers and says, you can do this stuff too. We can do what Jesus did. And so the next thing that we wanted to step into this evening is praying for healing. Now, for some of you, that's really normal. For some of you, you've seen people healed. You have experienced physical healing yourself. I know that because I've had so many testimonies where people come up to me and go, by the way, I've seen God do this, and you've snuck in some very outrageous testimonies. So I know in this community there are people that have experienced the healing power of God. And I know that some of you, it's a real normal part of how you're a Christian, is if your friend's unwell or if something's going down, you say, hey, can I pray for you? And of course you ask God, would you heal them? Whether that's an anxiety thing and you ask for the peace of God, or whether it's a physical thing, like just in case he wants to heal your ankle, shall we ask? I remember I was one time on this adventure called Escape and Pray, right? Where I was basically in a foreign land with no money and no plan, but trying to rely on God. Basically what he did with the 12, we were then trying to live now. And one of my friends turned to me, because I'm an evangelist, so I love sharing Jesus with people that don't know him, and I don't find that particularly scary. And my friend said, Miriam, what does scare you then? Because I've seen you talk to strangers about Jesus, so I want to know what scares you? What's uncomfortable for you? And I said, okay, not going to lie to you. It's praying for healing in a way that if it doesn't happen, we all know. And I particularly find it awkward with someone that doesn't know Jesus. Because somebody who knows Jesus and knows you, you can kind of go, shall we ask him? Because we know God is good and we know that we can't control him. So I don't have a 100% hit ratio of every time I say, God, heal this. It just happens. But I always ask, you know. And when it's a Christian, they kind of go, yeah, we ask God. We're not God. He's in charge of the results. But we know to ask and we know to pray for healing because he teaches us to. But when it's a non-Christian, you're going, I know that you don't even know God. I think God heals today. Can I pray for healing? That freaks me out, because I'm like, if he doesn't heal, what then happens, right? So I said to my mate, if I had to pray for a significant healing in a way that if it didn't happen, we'd all feel awkward with a stranger in public, that would scare the life out of me. 10 minutes later, a Muslim man falls down the stairs of a metro station and can't walk, and I am there. What a nightmare, right? And so this guy, I mean, God bless him, he's hit the deck, he's on the floor, he's in pain, he's sweating with the pain, and he definitely isn't speaking in English because I'm in Milan. And so I'm like, see this happen. And of course, immediately, the girl that had just asked me, Miriam, what scares you, looks at me, because she's like, it's your time to shine. Because I've got a t-shirt on that says escape and pray. I've just said this is about getting out of our comfort zones and trusting God. And then I'm having to eat my own words within 10 minutes. So she looks at me and I'm like, there's absolutely no way I can't offer to pray for this guy. What a nightmare. And I was petrified. And so I just took a deep breath. And I went down the stairs and I'm like, I've got no gauge on how to do this, right? So, and no one speaks English. So I said to him, do you speak English? And he's like, and I'm like, right. And he's like, Italian. And I'm like, well, that's unhelpful. And then I knew my mate Joe is fluent in French, which was highly unhelpful in Milan, but never mind. So I was like, do you speak French? And he said, yes. And I was like, brilliant, you're in as well now, translate. And so they carried this guy to a chair because he couldn't stand, and he's clutching his ankle, and his wife's there, and I'm gonna say some random uncles, and his kid, and there's now quite a crowd forming because the bloke can't walk, and then there's these four random girls from England wearing matching t-shirts in the middle of it. And I walked into this circle and I said, I am not a doctor. And this guy's in pain, so he's like, this is the last thing I want. Like, at this point, this is the last thing. I went, I am not a doctor, but I do believe in Jesus, and I think that Jesus can heal. Can I pray for your healing? And Joe translated it in French, because she's good like that. And he went, yes, yes. He like lit up like a Christmas tree, which was quite unexpected for me, because I thought it's probably a no. I'm, you know, he's a Muslim older man. I'm a random English girl. It's probably not the scenario really, but never mind. He just goes, yes, please pray. And I'm like, right, no idea what Joe knows in French when it comes to Jesus words. So we're going to have to keep this short, simple, and very uncomplicated. So I said to him, can I put my hand on your ankle? And he went, yes. And I checked with his wife, fine. Knelt down, boom, hand on ankle. And I was like, right, pain be gone in the name of Jesus, Joe translates. And I went, ankle be healed in the name of Jesus. And I thought, that's it. That's all I've got, really. Just two normal sentences. That's all I've got. Pain be gone in the name of Jesus. Ankle be healed in the name of Jesus. Because I know if you pray in the name of Jesus, it's his authority, not mine. Like, I'm not special, but he is. So through his spirit in me, he does stuff. So I'm like, brilliant. I'll pray in his name, because I know to do that, to pray for healing. And we're all going to know if this doesn't go well, because the bloke can't walk. And then I stand up, and he sort of looks up at me, and I'm like, right, what do I do now? Because he's just sort of sat there, I'm stood there, and this has all gone a bit awkward, which is obviously the greatest sin in British culture, awkwardness. And so in the end, I just said, walk? Like, do you want to have a go at walking? And no joke, so he just sort of, because he's been like this, and so he sort of goes, I'm like, oh man, here we go, here we go. And he just stands on it, and he does this, and then he starts doing this. Yes! Yeah! And then he runs up and down the stairs. He just fell down. And I'm like, no! That's like the last thing you do. That's why you got injured. Never mind. And then he starts going like he scored a football goal. And I just said, like, I just didn't know what to do. So I just went, I was excited as he was, obviously, because I didn't think that was going to happen. So I just, I honestly had about the size of a mustard seed of faith. So I'm also going, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And he's going, yes! And I'm going, Jesus heals, Jesus heals. And that was it, really. And I'm not going to lie to you, I still find healing scary because I am not in charge of what happens. That bloke could not have got up and walked. I've prayed for so many ankles that haven't got healed and so many that have. I've prayed for people's self-harm scars and they've disappeared. And I've prayed for other people's and they're still there. I've prayed for people and they've been able to see. I've prayed for other people and they still can't see. So I'd love to tell you, I've got this healing thing down. No, what I've learned is I am not God, but I can follow him. And when he says, pray for the sick, I go, okay. And it's not my responsibility as to whether that person receives that gift of faith and that gift of healing in that moment. That might not be their story. But for that Muslim man in Milan, that was how Jesus wanted to connect with him. And brilliantly, it taught me something big about being brave, even when I definitely think that's a nightmare. So I wanted to tell you that because Jesus did it. He then taught us to do it. And the truth is, we're still having a go today. So I wanted to encourage you that when we pray for each other in a minute around healing, have a go. Pressure off. Because I didn't even expect that, but I just had a go.